This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The state of Colorado commemorates Juneteenth for the first time this year. The holiday marks when the last slaves in Texas were told they were free. Black residents like Rita Lewis of Denver have celebrated Juneteenth for generations. Her family symbolizes the day with a red, green, and black flag.
We celebrate it by drinking red punch that signified the blood of the slaves. The green in my family, from what I heard, that signified the promise of the 40 acres that we were supposed to get. And black was the color of our skin.
For more coverage of Juneteenth in Colorado, come to CPR.org. Fentanyl is a growing problem in Colorado. As CPR's John Daly explains, many overdoses happen because people accidentally consume other drugs laced with the opioid.
Experts say one reason for that is that fentanyl is cheap, easily available, and increasingly used to dilute other drugs. Staff from a Colorado drug recovery center volunteered to test the drugs of concertgoers for fentanyl at a pair of Red Rocks concerts. Some of those randomly tested drugs tested positive for fentanyl. Chris is a concertgoer from back east.
The people that are selling it are just trying to make money, and they don't care what happens to other people. That's the truth.
Colorado overdose deaths began rising in the late 90s and shot up in 2016 due to powerful synthetic opioids. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And we'll have more on this story during All Things Considered starting at 4 o'clock. Today is the last day of spring. This is CPR News and KRC.